Kedushin Shir Zayin. By the Rosh Hashiva continued, Tezayin Kislev Heitov Shimim Hei, December 10th, 1984, on Monday.
Just before the memorial of Omar Abu Nehu began. But they didn't cover the cases and the memorial in Naimat al Mishtak. They just covered the memorial and other things. Now, it is true that some of these cases deal with Yahufuses, but the reason is why I'm going over the cases, because even though Tesis deals with Yahufuses, he still mentions many basic halachot. Halavur, minayin sha'av b'shah, how do you know that the vision is Mekdesh b'shah? So Tesis says, Sikashe, why can't we learn now through the Tawachim, Tamonu v'riyo, Omo v'riyo? So, is the weakness with the skin's weakness Bishtah? Is weakness Bishtah? So, an issue is weakness with the certainly should be weakness Bishtah. In other words, Omo Vrio is cut, is relatively cut vis a vis issue, because Omo Vrio is not so quickly weakness. Is humble because he more quickly, more apt to be weakness than Omo Vrio. So Omo Vrio, which is less apt to be weakness, so his weakness Bishtah, so Isho is more apt to be weakness, certainly should be weakness Bishtah. That's the Kalachet. So then it says, no, we couldn't learn out Kalachet from Omo Vrio. How did according to Oman Doma? So the reason how do we know that no more here is Nikhil Mishtah? Because the Torah says the Macheras Sikaplay, Sheo Ksuso Vinoso Nika. He kishalachas. What is Macheras Sikaplay? The wife. So he kishalachas. Macheras is Nikhil Mishtah. Akomo Vrio is also Nikhil Mishtah. So the Mele couldn't learn out Ikawachena from Omo Vrio, because that would be a fallacious argument. It would be circular reasoning. In other words, because how do we know that Omo Vrio is Nikhil Mishtah? Because we know Elisha is Nikhil Mishtah. So how can you deduce the Nisha is Nikhil Mishtah from the fact that Omo Vrio is Mishtah, when the fact that the Nisha is Mishtah is the basis and the sibe as why Omo Vrio is Nikhil Mishtah? It would be a circular reasoning. All right, that's very simple. Chodeh Nishim Domo Gufo Minisis Acheres Nakolikam. But there's another mandama who says, so he says, that we learn out of Omo Vrio is Nikhil Mishtah from the Pasuk Loiseitze Kiseisa Avoni. So she's not Yeitze in the Kinyan of Avoni, but she is Nikhil in the Kinyan of Avoni. Of Avoni Gnani. Now, how one of the Kinyonim of the Gnani is Mishtah. So Loiseitze Kiseisa Avoni, but Nikhil in the Kinyan of Avoni. Kinyan of Avoni Gnani. So that means Joseph of Ekmai is Nikhil Mishtah, and Omo Vrio is also Nikhil Mishtah. So it's not deduced from Isha. So according to that Mandoma, so we can ask the Kashe, why couldn't they learn out that the Isha is Nikhil Mishtah, and Omo Vrio is Omo Vrio? I feel that we can be out. The outro. When he says it's our body, Avoni Kesi became Avoni, Itam Nifkachi Liyo, Shehi Yeitza Bikesen, Vei, Dechidu Afkizdo of Kesei. Now then, there is another Machlekes. between Rakhid and Kabuni, when an Umriya is making the Shah, who writes? Who writes the Shah? Who writes the Shah? Now, you see, generally, the general principle is that when a Kinyan takes effect in Shah, so who is the one who executes the Shah? The Makhle. Let's say, Karka is making the Shah. Matone. So, who executes the Shtar Matone? Or the Shtar Mechira? Who? The Makhle. Who executes the Get? The Baal? He's the Makhle. He's Makhle, the Isha to herself. He's Makhle. Who executes Shtar Shecho? Of our Litvain. Who executes? So, the Makhle. So, the general principle is that whenever a certain kinyan takes effect in Shtar, who executes the Shtar? The Makhle, not the king. There is one exception on the Shtar Gush. Who is the Makhle? The Isha is the Makhle. Who is the Kele? The Baal is the king. The Isha is coming to the Baal, not the Baal to the Isha. So, and who executes the Shtar Gush? Not the Isha, the Makhle. The Das Makhle. For the Baal, the Das Kinyan. So that's an exception. But the general rule is that in any Shtar Kinyan, who executes the Shtar? The Makhle. Now the question is, in Shtar Kinyan of Omo of Ria, who is the Makhle of the Omo? The father. Who is the Kene? The Odin. So, does it conform to the general pattern of the Shtar Kinyan? That the Makhne has to execute it. So here, the Makhne is who? The Makhne is the father, or here, the Odin, the Kene executes the Shtar. The Kene executes the Shtar. Now, so he says, Rafid holds that the father executes the Shtar. The father executes. Who is the father? The father is the Makhne. He sells his daughter to the Odin. He is the Makhne. Masha'in came by Gushin. Gushin is unique. Who executes the Shtar? The Baal, the king. Some Mele, we couldn't test according to Rav Chisda, who says that the Yalfuset, that the Norovri is not the Shtar, is impossible. Of the saints and saints are body. Our uniqueness is the Kinyan Avonim, so maybe we should learn how to Kawachimna, that the Nisho is the Kinyan Mishtar. The Kawachimna from Omo Rio, because by Omo Rio, according to Rav Chisda, so the Makhne is the executive Mishtar. But by Dushin, there is a special Awoche, there is the Dushin is unique, the Kinyan is the Mishtar, so maybe we couldn't learn how to Kawachimna. That the Kene should execute the Shtar from something where the Makhne is used. Yeah. Later, Chidu Rafid, the case of the Melevisha, she needed the Indian Shabbal case, and the Baal is the Kene. Right. So the Gemara says, with Luv, we could learn out the Kalachimah from Kesef. Kesef is Kal. Because Kesef is less effective to be Kene, because Kesef cannot be garish. Still, it has the Chumrei, and the Machmis, so Shtar that is more effective, that is humble, that can be lazy, so certainly should be effective in being Machmis. So the Gemara says, no, there is a pirch at the Kalachim. Because we could say, Mawit Kesef, Shechem Peyden Bey, Hegde Shemais Hashem. V'yitina, kol zeh osin di kawachem, u'ma Kesef, Shech oki she Peyden Bey, Hegde Shemais, v'yim meitz, v'afil hoche machnis, Shtar Shech oki she Peyden Bey, Hegde, is meitz in Yidin Shech. Now, this whole concept of Kol Zeachim Kalachimah was mentioned by the tasteless before. Malmi Vona Shachim Skukovim Es. and the mokeh for this whole concept, you know, of kol ze'achim v'kalachim me'ah, kol ze'achim v'kalachim me'ah, is a gemore in Vulkamer. Because the gemore in Vulkamer, Talmud learns out the kalachim me'ah, that Karen is hired in Ezek Sholem in Shune, is in Chotzer HaNizek. Karen in Shune, where Yeshua Rabbi is hired from the Chotzer HaNizek, have damages, but the Chotzer HaNizek is hired in Ezek Sholem. That's what Talmud says. And he learns it out from the kalachim, fully kalachim. What's the kalachim? Kalachim there from Shem Rebbe. Now Shem Rebbe, on a relative scale, when compared with Karen, so Shem the Rebbe is Kalch, the Kalch is Homch. Why Shem the Rebbe relatively Kalch? Because Shem the Rebbe has the Kuli, it's Potter Bishus Arabi. Karen is higher Bishus Arabi. So Karen, relatively, on a relative scale, compared with Shem the Rebbe, so Karen is Homch. So, Kalch learned out of the Kuli Kalch. He says, Ma Shem the Rebbe, which is relatively Kalch. And how does the Kuli of Shem the Rebbe manifest itself? In the fact that it's for the Mishus Arami, so even the Kal item, Shem the Rebbe is Chayim Nezek Sholem, Chatzar HaNizek, so Karen, the Chomel item, certainly should be Chayim Nezek Sholem in Chatzar HaNizek. That's what Tavu says. So the Rabbanon say, Dailon Nadini is king. Dailon Nadini is king. So this is the kasha, the real is the kasha. How can a talk learn now with the Kalachayim? From Shem Rebbe, if Shem Rebbe, the Kalachayim, is Chayim Nezek Sholem, Chosar HaNize, so Karen, the Homerayim, certainly should be Chayim Nezek Sholem, Chosar HaNize. You can say, Mali Shem Rebbe, because it has the Chumre, Shechem Ezek Imozo. Sure. So, Mali Shem Rebbe Shem Ezek Imotzu, because Shem Rebbe has the Chumre, that Ezek Imotzu. So maybe that's the reason as to why it is Chumre, and it pays in the Lecholem, the owner pays in the Lecholem, in the Chosach HaNizek. Mashiach in Karen does not have the Chumre of Ezek Imotzu, it's Mishule, it's unusual. So maybe he doesn't have the Chumre of being hired in the Sholem of HaNizek either. That's the risk of it. So the V gives the Teretz, the V gives the Teretz that Katalfun is machin sever everything in Kalachim. And the counter, that becomes incorporated in the Kalachim. And he reduces the Kalachim, the Katalfun, the Kalachim of the following. He says, Mashem the Rebbe, that is calm, and it is so calm that in spite of the fact that it has the chumre of the Zeki Motsu, so it's still potential. In other words, we see that the Torah was making regarding Shem Rebbe, because Shem Rebbe, so Mr. Asvore, should be humble. Why should Shem Rebbe, Mr. Asvore, be humble? Because it's a Zeki Motsu. So doesn't plain logic come and says dictate that something that is a Zeki Motsu, so the owner is more negligent and should be held more responsible than something that is not a Zeki Motsu. So we still see that the Torah declared Shem the Rebbe Kal for some reason, unknown to us. Because Mr. Aswara, Shem the Rebbe should be Mohomo. It's a Zeki Motsu. And still, in spite of the Chumra of a Zeki Motsu, the Torah declared the skull that it's part of the Shusaram. So, Karen, which does not have the Chumra of a Zeki Motsu, and still, the Torah declared as Chumra that it's higher than Shusaram, certainly should be higher than the Cholera in the Chosaram. So, in other words, that's the Raya, that there is such a concept of Kol Ze'achim V'Kofim. So here too, this is the Kashi. Hold the Osim Kalachim, Mark is a Chaho, he should pay for the Haitian minds. The inmates, that you are a Machin, he is. shkar shabba pishayim feidu mehegdish, meitzi indichi achdus. So why? So instead of birche, on the contrary, it should be incorporated into kalachena, and we should say, if keset, we see that keset, the Torah treated as kav, the Torah treated as kav, because even though it is the chumrah of paying the hegdish mais hasheni, still you cannot divorce a wife with keset. You cannot divorce a wife. So in other words, so we see the Torah considers a scalp, because in spite of the chumrah of paying the hegdishes mais hasheni, you still cannot divorce. One cannot divorce his wife with keset. So keset is relatively cowl that the Torah treated it as cow, in spite of the chumrah of printing their dishes by Hashem. So the Torah treated it as cow and declared that you cannot, it's not lazy, it's incapable of being lazy. So shtar, that the Torah treated it as chomo, that even though he does not have the chumrah of painting the dishes by Hashem, still the Torah said that you can divorce your wife with Ishta. So he certainly should be able to be machlis. Yes, I think so. Stasis gives a very good text. And that's a cloud, you know. In the Alphysis of Nisha Kervas, Yeshlina, the Chumra absolutely prosik, in the Hachmi Talachim. The Bada Chumra shows Slore, Litlo, Lihosim, Mikaochena, Avalak Subo, Yesho Nuleima, Shihi Adiremes Mayim. In other words, when do we say Kol Zachim Mikaochena, Ligabe, a Chumre of Svot? Let's say, Yam Shemre. So there, Naftalki learns out Mikaochena of Kerem of Shemre. If Shemre go to Kalai, and why Shemre go Kalo? Because it's part of the Shizarabi. So Shemre go to Kalai, then it's highly Shalom Chatzalamize. So Kerem, the Chomorite, that it's higher than Shizarabi. So certainly it should have the Chomre that the Kalai has of being highly than Shalom in Chotzer. And the Kashi was, why don't we say, Mal Shemre go to Shemzik in Motsu? Because the Chumre, so the Teretzi is called Zachman Tauchim. So Zeki Motsu is a logical Chumre. I mean, Mitzad Aslore, Mitzad common sense, we should say that the more the Hezek is likely, the more the Hezek is probable, the more negligent the owner is. So when something has a Chumre, Mitzad Aslore, to be higher, and still we see that the Torah declared it as Kal. So then we can say, Kol Zachim Kalachim. Mashayim Kei, the Chumre of Pindle, this is my shame. That's not a Chumre Misaraswara, Misadlogic. Misadlogic, plain logic. So it does not necessarily follow just because if one Keset has the Chumre of Pindle, this is my shame. So because of that, so because of that, it should affect the young. That's a chumre in Yiddish, that's one of the goals, but not with a raswara pshuto. So mele, when the chumre is a chumre with a raswara pshuto, it's a good logic. So then we can say, but when the chumre is not a chumre, mitzatzvore, just mitzatzirasakoso, so then we do not say kozachim tolachim. The chumre aksula b'tosti. Ein lachim tolachim. The Bada Chumre shows more and meet your voice in the Talachina. aber Aksuma geht von Lema, she had a lemon smile. There is nothing to discuss. I mean, he's not growing in English at third version. We have to go over the cases, but we shouldn't spend too much time on this. Vim Tena, Vinime Kawachina Mikakoyis, Shein of the Tzitz, Abu Hocha Machisis, Pilis Yodom Yochim Kadi Yishisho Mikak, Vim Zgareshet Mikak, the host of the Kodim Mikak Shechabim Yehesh. Actually, we were mentioning the possibility of the Kawachina, the Makese, that is Kawa, that is not Meitzi, still his Machin is so Shtar, that is Homo, that is Meitzi, certainly Shemach. But the only reason is why we can only use the Kawachina is because of the Pirche, Mawikese, Shechim Peyton, they have Deishis by the Shem. So let's learn out not from Kese from the Talpin, there are two types of Kese. There is Kesef on the Talmud, and there is Kesef of Kakoyes. So, if you learn out from Kesef on the Talmud, maybe a bit. But let's learn out from the other type of Kesef, Kesef of Kakoyes. There are two dimensions in Kesef. One Shabbat Kesef is a Kesef, but there are two kinds of Kesef. There is a Kesef on the Talmud, and there is a Kesef of Kakoyes. The law is you cannot repeat the dishes by a shame with God. The more learns it out in Shuis, beginning of Shuis, where it all comes up, that you can only repay as something that's total the good moment, but not, you cannot be paid with kakoyos or shots. You cannot be paid with kakoyos. So let us learn out in Kawachena, through the Kawachemea from the Kesef Kakoyes. And we should say like this, Uma Kesef Shal Kakoyes, Shein Eitzi. You cannot be Nigarish, a woman, by just giving her a piece of land and be Nigarish. So still it is Machmiz, so we can be Nigarish a Nisho by giving her a piece of land, of real estate. So Kesef, Kesef is cow. You can't Kesef of Kakoyes is cow because it cannot affect Gersh. Still it affects Bishri. So Shtar, that is humble, that is capable of affecting Gersh, certainly should be capable of affecting Bishri. And then you couldn't say, Mali Kesef of Kakoyes should be in the machine because the law is impeding Kakoyes. It's a very strange cash because actually when you learn out from Kesef of Kakoyes, so it's not when you say that Kesef of Kakoyes is not Meitzi, but it's Machmiz. So it's Machmiz because of Kake, it's Machmiz because of Kesef, whether it's Kake or without one, it's Machmiz. Oh, at any way, this is assumed that the child to deduce it out. And then you'll see what it is actually says in the diary. That it's not child. Why? So, then the Kalahim Kakoi Shane with Sis, that you are Machmises, Piri Zonim Yoch the Kadishisha the Kaak, Vainim is Gareshim the Kaak, you also met on the Yitra Shechim Piri Ben. Anyway, what is the important basis that is mentioned by Abu here? What this, it wouldn't be necessary to go over these cases because we are not talking about the lady to understand the glory, you know, of the Midrashic president. Dear president, so really it wouldn't be so necessary to go over every word in these cases, the dealing of this. As far as we are concerned, we shouldn't be messed in these caches. Why didn't you go learn out Kalachim from this, from that? The Gemara Chazal knew very well what Roshe can be deduced, what Roshe cannot be deduced. But the Rishonim was so great in the Yedias HaTorah that they also had the clue, how they knew of the clue, how to deduce Yalkus. But we are not in that Madrege to understand, you know, the depth of the clue, when to deduce a certain office. But we still have to go and to go over every word of Tesis, even the Tesis that discusses Yalfusis, because Adavoka Tesis mentions Adavokas, the Tarot, for instance, here Tesis Adavoka mentions the Aloha that one can finish an Isha with that, because the Shita the Ram mentions in the name of the Bawaito. The Bawaito Shita is that one can have a Kamish and Isha with that. In other words, suppose somebody has a field, or he has an apartment, and he says to the Isha, he's a rich man, he has an apartment. So he says, Hareyat Kudeshisi, with the apartment that I'm giving it to you. So then, she's not the Kudeshis, the Bawaito says. But Tesis is heard. I mean, the Bawaito's Shita is a bit Kudesh. It's Mustafa like Tesis. I mean, why shouldn't one be able to be Mikadish and Isha with Kavkata? Kesset! So Mikadish and Isha is Kesset, and Kavkata is Kesset. But why would the Bawaito say, that the Isha cannot be Kudesh with Kavkata? After all, Shavikesset is Kesset, and Kavkata is also Shavikesset. So Bawaito mentions a very strange reason, because Iskash a violent year, and yet cannot be written on card. So Mele Dushin cannot be Mikanish and Isha with Karka either. So the Ram is really kind of Bawaito. And the Ram says, the Hekesh of a violent Tzir applies only to Kushishta. So just as get requires Nishmo, has to be written Nishima Baal Shema Isho, so Shtar Dushin also has to be written Nishima Baal Shema Isho. Mashenkin Dushi Kesef is not Ishkes Litzir. But there is a stronger Kashi than the Hoy. Why can't he get the written on card? Why? In case of Mukuda. Because there is how the Torah says, because of the Nosan, because of law. See that this is the Nosan Yoga, the Shiuch of the Beso. So in other words, Shein Nechusea El Nisine. Yotzoze, Shein Nechusea Ktitz El Nisine. If you write, let's say, a get on a piece of paper on parchment, so then what is necessary? Just be simple. After the writing, what are we doing? You know, the mediation. To give it to me, that's all. Mashenkin, if you write a get on a branch of a tree. So then, in order to affect the mediation, you have to cut off the branch, and then you give the branch to the mediation. So it's the chutzah. So that's why it's possible. And it's not only in the chud of the card. You cannot write again on the horn of the day. You can't write again on the horn of the day in a contrary one. A contrary visa, really, there is a special verse of possible that you cannot write again on Borachai. Say for Christmas, Mumai Borachai. More mentions this, the Russian visa. But according to Rabbanon, you can write a get on the horn of the paw. But you have to give the whole paw to the Isha. You have to give the whole paw to the Isha. I mean, the Isha would have to have big hands in order to be able to dig a hole of the paw. Or you'll be able to put the paw in a chotzah, which doesn't have big hands. So, but suppose you write a get and the horn of the paw, then you cut off the horn of the paw and you give the horn to the Isha, then she's back with Rashi. Because it's Nechusea Ktitzel Nisim. So the reason as to why you cannot write the get and the Chubea is not that you cannot write the Chubea. Because it's Nechusea Ktitzel Nisim. So that's only Shaya in Shta, Nechusea Ktitzel Nisim. But when one is Mikadish and Isha with Kesef, so, shall I have to say in the Chusah of Tzitzel Nisine? He gives her the Karka. He gives her the Karka. He's makbe to her. an apartment building is sore. So how is the child to apply the psul of the chusa tzitzlinsi? So there is a strong akasha. There is a strong akasha than the Balitoshi. The Balito says that you cannot do Mikarish and Isho with Kaka. Why not? Because Iskasha Vayelitzie, just as he cannot write it yet. Just as he cannot write it yet on Kaka, on a branch of a tree. So, Mele, you cannot be makne a Kaka to an Isho, it is a Kesem Dushan. So, the Dharan says, Iskasha Vayelitzie is only in respect to Shtar Dush, not that Shtar Dush has to conform to all the requirements of Get. But Kesem Dush doesn't have to conform to the requirements of Get. Will anyone say that since there is a loche of Iskasha Vayelitzie and by Get, a Get has to be written in Shmo, so the Marbeya has to be coined in Shmo, in Abolish, in Isha? Then Marbeya, or let's say, or the ring that the chosen gives the kale has to be made by the manufacturer of the ring, the Shema Baal, the Shema Isha, because of this Kishalai Yitzhiye. So the law of this Kishalai Yitzhiye only applies to Shtar Dush, not to Kesem Dush. So why should the din of Nechusa Tzitze be different? But the question is, there is a strong Akash in respect to Kesem. The psul of Mechuba doesn't make sense, because the psul of Mechuba and Get is essentially the psul of Mechusa Tzitzeh Unisimeh. But by Kesem, it is not chayach to say Mechusa Tzitzeh Unisimeh. So the Balita Shikha is very difficult. But I think that it's not so difficult. Of course it's a bit crazy, because there is a Yerushalayim in Perikalev of Dushan. At the beginning of Dushan, the Yerushalayim says, and the Yerushalayim learns about from Seifa, because of the Seifa Jesus. So the Yerushalayim learns out that you cannot write a get and a piece of land. Now the question is, why does the Yerushalayim learn it out from that you cannot try to get on Kaka? After all, our Gemara, the Bavli, learns it out from the Kosav Nosam, Shein Mechusera on the Sine. Yosu Zeh, Shein Mechusera, Tzitze on the Sine. The answer is, Yerushalayim tells us another halacha. Let's say, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Hebrew, that you can write to get on Kaka Shal Paro, Vinesim Lo. But if he writes a get on the horn of the paw, and then he cuts off the horn, and he gives the horn to the Isha, then it's possible, because it's Nechus HaTzitzinsi. But if he writes the get on the horn of the paw, and he's makne the whole paw and gives to the Isha, he puts the paw in the chotzer of the Isha, so that's like putting the get in the hand of the Isha. So then she is Midrashis. But the Gabi Karaki is different. So of course, if he lights a get on a tree and he cuts off the branch and he gives the branch, then it's possible because of Nechusa Tzitzeh Nesineh. But suppose he engraves a get in an artistic way on a branch on a tree. On the tree, he writes, and then he is makhle the whole tree as it is mechuga to the karake, he is makhle to the Isha. Then you cannot apply the psul of mechutz haksisim sine, because he wasn't kate. So even in such a case, he can't be the person. That we learn now from the cost of the Isha. So when the Balito says that you cannot be kavish and Isha with karake, he doesn't, because this Kashabai will see it, he doesn't mean the psul in get of Nechusa Tzitzeh Unisim. That's Kachaya by Kesef. He means the Yerushalmi Gush, that if you write a get on a tree, and you don't cut off the tree, the branch of the tree, you are makne the whole tree to the Isha. So then, she's not the righteous. So, that I will have twice the guest. All right. Anyway, but this is shit is like that. You think I can make a question, you see, אפילו אוכל מכניסית, ואולי אוכל להיכניס אישור בקרקע, ומסגרשת בקרקע, ויוסם לכל נבחח שחפים נהגת. ואישור כך, היא כל נבחח, מהו לקרקע שחקים, מטאוטו לנגב, שחקים, מטאוטו לנגב. תימא בשלב, נבוא את זה. If we want to use the government, ומה כסף, that shall carcass, Umaches of Shokakois, which is relatively calm, it's incapable of being made. So still, it has the Homer. Of being Machlis, so Star, which is relatively homo, it's capable of being made. It certainly should have the capacity to be Machlis. And we couldn't say, Mauches of Shokakois, Shakitrin, maybe this is like shame, because Kesef HaKakoyis is a primary version. He said, but there is another Pirchot that I would say. Mau Kesef HaKakoyis Shechekim Tautim Nagavot. Tema Vishar Shechekim Mitautim. Oh, all yours. Fine. You don't need to Mau Kaka Shechekim Tautim Nagavot. Tema Vishar. Vim Tema Tautim Yechichu. שכן נגבו מציז מכניס ואני לא משאר, יש לי מאמר ותאוטורים שכן פייד לי היית. שכן פייד לי היית. זאת אומרת, הוא קודם זו אני קרו לכם לה. פעם כסף, או פעם כסף אף כקורס. פעם כסף אף כקורס. אוי. לתן לי לו, תיסס הגבור חיי המנשס, אינה לכם. אני אומר, בלי רסי קש. תיסס says, בלי תאו נפקה, מהו קרקע שכן פייד לי תאוטורים נגבו. So I have all the thesis benches a bit foolish. And the key in Agriff is effective with the rice, not just with the Rabbanon. Because if it had been effective only with the Rabbanon with the rice, you couldn't be meat. You couldn't be Kenyan without only Agatha Koes. So then, it could not be used as a bill. If with the rice, you couldn't be Kenyan without only Agatha. Jesus says, he can't have a prayer, I am a candidate for praise, and all the tastes of a mask or a non-mask in the air. Now, we don't have to go over the taste, but just that expression, the taste of that faith. The seventh line of the thesis. We don't have to go over this. Just see that expression. Thesis says, the king and Agib to have an army with our world. Who called the oil in the Tzureis as Machu Ba'alim. So he said that he raised him to come here, that he and Agit is only the Abonim, and the Isaac, there is no such thing as he and Agit. So since with the Isaac, there is no such thing as he and Agit, so how can he use as a Birchim? As a Birchim? So that's some big discussion. In other words, there is a stir between the thesis and the comment that he raised and the thesis. Now, I think that there is no spirit, because the Shimas Aramba, I'm not saying that in Aramba, but the Shimas Aramba is that there are two types of Kienage. There is a type of Kienage of of traits. There is a more intuition. Turn to the more intuition that Chabad. Now, Mishne, that Chabad of Dalit intuition says, Nechosim Sheyesho Nachayis, that is Kakois. Nikdim mikesef u'mishtar u'chazok she'im l'machayis mitalbalim in nikdim n'elo mimshich talbalim nikdim mimshich n'chosim she'im l'machayis mitalbalim is nikdim n'chosim she'ish l'machayis that's the kianani mikesef u'mishtar u'chazok. So then the Gemara says n'chosim she'im l'machayis nikdim in the concentration of Chayyim, in Chayyim. So, the Naam and Allah, how do we know that there's such a kingdom as Chayyim? Oma Haskir, Oma Kho, Vayitin, Yishot HaTamelach, it's mentioned in the Vrayon Beis, Peri Kofar, in connection with Yishot HaTamelach, Vayitin Vel Mavir Matonis, Be'aret Yehuda, Be'aret Tzuris Be'Yehuda. So in other words, he gave them the matanes, mitalvoli, matanes, together with cities in Yehuda, involved in children of Yehuda. So that means that the children acquire title to the matanes and mitalvoli by virtue of the fact that they acquire title to the cities. That's kakoyos, the cities. So Tesis, so Tesis says, Murukame, that's an asmach. It's only in the army. Fine. That's one deal. Boy, then the more I ask Rabbi, Binum Tziburin Lot. Now, we learn how from the Possum. Of Aditelem Avir, Matonets, in all Mitsuri, that the Talkin is in Magakarka, does it have to be Tziburin, or it does not have to be Tziburin? What does Tziburin mean? Tziburin means that the Talkin have place on the car. Let's say, in the case of Melach Yerushalayim, so he had cities, and those cities had many chattels on them, on the kakois. So in other words, Tziburi means that the Talmud, that the Makne, is Makne to the Kene, is place, is located, and the Kalka that is Makne to the Kene. In other words, that means, let's say, Ruben has a field, and on that field he has cattle. He has oxen on the field. So he's marked the field together with the oxen on the field. But suppose he has a field in the state of Illinois, and he has oxen in California. And Ruben says to Shimon, I am transferring to you the oxen that I have in California on top of the field that I have in Illinois. That's not Tziburi. Maybe then Agat is not effective. Or you can be Makne, Mitalkalin, Agat Kalke, even if the Mitalkalin is not located on that piece of land. This is the Shaila of Illinois. All right, so Illinois goes into all the discussion. And then, Gemara, that from Zion just before the two dots, Gemara says, Shmamno Yudinon Tziburin Bo Shmamno. So Maskon of Gemara is that Loi Dinon Tziburin, you can be marching in Tautelin in California on top of Kalkoyes in Illinois. quite simple. You don't have to remark the Bhakti totally knowing that he's located on a certain piece of land. You know it, so you mark the piece of land together with the totem that is on it. Well, you know, alright. Then the Dimore, after the 2000, Simon Dowen, the Dimore, Hezra Baye, the Dimore, Hezra Baye, the Dimore. Do they have to use that expression? Do they have to verbalize it and say, I'm makdolcho, I'm talking agapakos? Or even if he doesn't spell out the words agapakos, I'm tapolikakos, he still can, he still can talk. He will be the inner agit. So Tzibulim is not required, but he has to say Aga. Otherwise, it's not a thing. Rambam in Peregimum Nuchas Mechile Halocha Ches Tess says as how Halocha Ches Hamakne Karka Mutautoin Kiyako Kiven Peregimum Halocha Ches Hamakne Karka Mutautoin Kiyako Kiven Shekono Karka Mikesefu Yishtaru Bechazoki ניקנו המתאותו למועד, בין שהיו שניהם במחר או במתונה, בין שמוח המתאותו לנוסן קרקה, בין שמוח הקרקה לנוסן המתאותו, כאילו שכל הקרקה, כל המתאותו, כל המתאותו. דן הלוח התס, במה דבר ממון, כשהיו איסון המתאותו עם ציבורים באיזה קרקה, אבל אם היו, אם הוא כמאחר, צורך שאם הוא יקנה מטאוטרין אגב קרקע. אפילו היו המטאוטרין דין אחרס, ויאמר לו, כלי סובר גבי קרקע פרימיס, כאילו שכל הקרקע ניתנו המטלטלים, אף עוד כשהם צבועים בסייכו. ויאמר, כלי אגב קרקע לא יקום, וקרקע כל שהיא כן על גבי כל מטלטלים שלהם. So in other words, the Gemara says in Dushin, Daf Chof Zayin, Behilcha says, Tziburim loy bino, Agav kni bino. So it's not necessary that the Metaltelim that is Makne, Agav Karkai, should be placed on top of the Karkai. Even if it's another place, even if it's located in another place, in another country, you can imagine. In other words, one can be marketing the total in America on top of Kakonis in Australia. Tziburim loibino. But Tziburim loibino. Agapoknibino. But when he's marketing the total in Kakonis, he has to spell out, he has to verbalize. He says, Kni Kakonis u Kni ni total in Agapo. He has to use that expression. The next question. So the Rambam says, it all depends. If it is Tziburim, then he doesn't have to say Agav. In other words, if let's say he has a field in Illinois, and the field has animals, oxen, goats, all kinds of cattle, so then he doesn't have, if it is Tziburim, he doesn't have to spell out Kni Asode, or Kni, וכלי השבורי, הבהימס, הוגב, if it is civil. But if it is not civil, if the cattle is in America, and the soda is in Australia, so then it is only effective if he spells it out. He says, Adam, the Rambam is saying, the Rambam talks, in other words, so how is the Rambam explaining the Gemara? The Rambam was Midayik on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Vilcha said, Tziburim loibino nagav knibino. After all, it's two separate childs. The Gemara had two abayas. One whether Tziburim is required, and one whether agav kni is required. And the Gemara was patient in respect to one abaya, that Tziburim was not required. And in respect to the other abaya, agav kni is required. Why would the Gemara combine the two answers in one statement? It's two separate childs. One has nothing to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other. So that's why the Rambam was dying. The Hilcha said, Tzipur moving on. So in the case where it's not Tzipurim, then it's necessary, you should say, Kli Asode u Kli Hamitaltolim Shemokim Acher Agav. But if it is Tziburim, then he doesn't have to say Kli Asode u Kli Hamitaltolim Agav. As long as he says Kli Asode u Kli Hamitaltolim, he doesn't say Agav. So he's also saying. He's also saying. That's the Ramush. But the Ramush is saying, and the Ramush holds that in any case, even when it's Tziburim, so he has to spell out Kli Asode u Kli Hamitaltolim Agav. So the Rambam says here, Omar Avon, Ze ha-hefresh, she-kosal ben tziburim, ve-shenem tziburim ben yemachna, ishmaitu l'mir zeh, el-reilo, agav u-kni, b'ino, v'atiru b'tziburim, d'iloi, heich ha-paskal l'mir zeh, l'omar v'ilcha zeh, agav u-kni b'ino, tziburim loy b'ino, v'ozine n'tziburim b'ino, v'agav loy b'ino. V'agav loy b'ino, all right, anyway. So now, what is Shiza? So the Rambam Shiti is that when it is Tziburim, he doesn't have to use a special ocean. Kliya karke u kliya mitalotin agabu on top of it. But if it's not Tziburim, if mitalotin is Illinois, and the soda is Yor, so then he has to use a certain ocean. He has to say, kliya soda, kliya soda, בניוק וכלי המתאולים בלנוי אגב. Why? Why is it? The answer is, there are two types of Kirnage. One type of Kirnage is Maisa Kine in the heart. Maisa Kine in the heart. There is a machlekes between the blazer and the hakom. Whether karka is nizeles or karka in nizeles, we are accustomed to the expression karkoi is in nizeles. It's like a hakom because we pass on the hakom. But the blazer says that karka is nizeles. Now the mission says we will come in. Of your time in the days, short for the law. In other words, we don't have to pay for it. Suppose somebody gathers a sorry. Ruben gathered his sorry from Shimon. He went into Shimon's sorry and he expelled Shimon from the sorry and reoccupied it. And reoccupied it dead and then he made it in Hazoke, let's say, his son. The Marzela. So, and then it is shot him off. There is no sudden to return back. And Shimon and Shimon said to Uday, listen, you got it my sonic. Now we just water and pull of water the sonic. He shot him off. So pay me for the sonic. So Uday can say, Shimon, I don't need to pay. Why? Because Kaka is ours. So it's not like because of the aim of Mesa, so he has to pay for the aim. He cannot say, Haresh Allah for that. Because the problem is his own, but Kakoy is the aim of his own. So then the Gemara says, Tom Rabban, Hagei Zeyu. So the Chaviri is shot from the law, Hayy Muhammad is so dachy, give him a blazer. Chachom Menin. So Chachamim hold karka in Mitzalas, and Rav Lezer, he is chilk and deal of karka in Mitzalas. He says karka is also in Mitzalas, and there is a few zeilen for karka. Of course, we ask why Chachamim. Then the Gemara says the last line: Omar Apopen, Hoshom Lumaaskino. When she goes also in the Chaveri, the Hoysho follow the Butzo boy. That's the beginning, the first line that has of the hour. We shot for no. The Rabbeza will time you, the Rabbeza will time you. The Gazlo no more shot. The Havaki Kakois. The Rabbeza the Oma son in his zealous. King the Toro Yimo. The Chayo Mishawi. The Tauto in Mitin in Agatkarka. The Rabbeza will come to Sode will be Toro Shabo. Now the Alochi is that the Gamet will be Gazlo and Gorto will be clear. Damit, if he doesn't, he has to make king. If he doesn't make king, then he's not high. Suppose Shimon is Meshech Hippor in the shoes of Bailim, in the shoes of Obey, and then the Behemoth is Meso, so then Shimon is not high. Why? Because Meshech and the shoes of Bailim is very weak. He's very common. So he didn't make a king, and the gathering in order to be reliable has to make a king. Now, so, let's say, according to Rebbezel, Karka is in Zeles, so he also has to make a king. What kind of king does he have to make? King Chazoke, let's say. So, according to Rebbezel, that Kozul Sola, the Shofino, he has to pay, so only the Gazel made a king Chazoke in the Sola, and then the Shofino, so he has to pay. According to the Chachamim, so Karka is in Zeles. So, the Rebbe says, suppose Sa'uvein, Gazal te sode from Shimon. Shimon had a sode. And on the sode there was a pole. And then Ruvein gazal the sode from Shimon. From Shimon. So the halacha is and then in all flooded the Sode with the pole. So there was no Sode left, there is no pole left. It's all water. It's all water. So according to Rav Lezer, he has to pay for the Sode and he has to pay for the pole. But the question is, why should he pay for the Sode? Why, I'm sorry, for the Sode he has to pay. Because he did a key in the Sode. But the pole, he wasn't mentioned the pole, he wasn't frontier the pole. He didn't get a key in the pole. So why should he hire? So Rashi says, to the key and Ali. So in Gazlan, he's kidney. Kinonid Zele, to the key and Ali. So what do we see? That Agev is a Maisa Akinian in the pole. So when can we say that Agev is considered as Maisa Akinian in the Chavetz in the pole? Only when it's a boy. When it's a boy, let's say, Rume is marked with the Shivan is Sode. And now the Sode, there is a pole. So then, when Shivan makes a Kinyan in the Sode, so the Kinyan in the Sode is considered as a Kinyan in the pole too. But if it's not a boy, how can you say, if the Sode is in New York and the pole is in Chicago, so can you say that if Shimon makes a kinyan in the Sode in New York, so that's considered as Maisa kinyan in the pole in Chicago, if it's not a boy? So why is Sipur in Moibino? The answer is, there are two alohas in kinyan. One aloha of kinyan is in the case of Sipur, then it's considered as a Maisa kinyan in the Chepton in the pole. So the Maisa kinyan in the Kalke is considered as Maisakiyah in the Talmud, that is under Tzori. But then there is another Kinyan, there is another Aloha in Adi, that not on the basis of Maisakiyah, that the Hakloi itself is here. For example, the Gemara in Bokutsiyah, the Fayin Aleph, says there is a Kinyan Sin Tuse, the Fayin Aleph in Bokutsiyah. What does it mean, Kinyan Sin Tuse? Sintuse means minegasok. In the minegam merchant is when they conclude a transaction, so they shake hands. They shake hands as a symbol of the conclusion of the transaction. So then it is sintuse. You know, among the diamond merchants, there is a universal practice. When they conclude a transaction, they shake hands and they wish themselves Mazel Tov. That's the symbol of the consummation, of the conclusion of the transaction. So that's a key thing to say. Now, so the morning of Tzira Fainal says, if Sochim has a practice, that when they decide upon a certain transaction, so the Meirchei and the Mekiah make a mark on merchandise. Let's say they negotiate for the sale of certain material, textile. Then they decide to conclude a transaction that Rubin should sell, let's say, 10 yards of wool, let's say, to Shimon. So then, as a symbol of the conclusion of that transaction, they make a mark on the wolves. That's the hekar, the symbol of the conclusion of the transaction. So that affects the transfer of title. So what does it mean? The making of the mark or the handshake and the wishing themselves mazpochet is maisa akinyan in the diamond, in the material? No, the halacha is that if there was aknoye and the aknoye was coupled with a certain mindset that is symbolic of the conclusion of the transaction, then the Akhloi itself affects the transfer of life. Not that it's a Maisakim. So Agev is also not affected as a Maisakim in time. Let's say, Ruve has a son in Illinois, and he has a poor in New York, and he tells him, I marked it to you, the Paul, he tells the Shimon, he says to Shimon, I marked it to you, the Paul, in your, on top of the sode I have, you know. So what kind of mice are children? The children do in the home. You know. So how does it acquire title to the power of the Lord? The answer is through the Akroye. But Akroye by itself does not affect the transfer of life. But if it is done agatakoyes, so then the Akroye itself affects the change of life. So that's only Shaya. So, but the Masakin is Mashaindin with the Sibuim, then the king Hazok in the Sode is considered the king in the Polo that is standing on that surface. So Mele, is there a loche of spelling out, of verbalizing? Agat became it. In other kingdom. No, because there is Masakin. But by Agat, so it's effective, it's an Akroye. So Mele has to verbalize and say that he's marked in the Tautori Agatakoyes. But if he doesn't spell it out, he doesn't verbalize it not. So he does not acquire title. The king does not acquire title. Mashain came when this is going, then it is effective Mahmasi Maisa Kinyan in the Mitaupe. So when is it considered as a Maisa Kinyan in the Mitaupe only if it's a boy? So in other words, on Leila there is no Kashi by Rafleya. Rafleya mentioned an apparent theory between Tesis Bafi Beis Nilokami and Tesis Yeren Dushin. Here Tesis Dushin mentions the Kinyan Agi as a Pirche. So that in the Raise and in Rokanda Kibbeis, he says, it's only in Aron. Tesis in Rokanda is reference to the case where it's not simple, because the posit of Vayitan and Matonis, the Orin Mitzuris, the Yehuda, has reference to the case of Tzibui, the Metalkalim were located in the cities, you see, on top of the cities. So Mele, it is the boy, so that's in Isaacian, that's in the Isaac. But the fact that the Adam is effective even when it's not the boy, that it's effective when the woman is Makne, Paul, New York, on top of a Sunday in Chicago, that's only the concern. So Tesla is in the Kamehs reference to the case of Matziboy. Tesis here in Dushin has referenced the case where it is Tziboy. And we understand this out because you see, in all Gionim is there a loche that he must spell out. Let's say, suppose Ruben is Makni is Sode to Shimon, and then Shimon does a king Hazok. Or there is Keset, is Kenyan, Keset, Ushtar. Is it necessary that Ruben should say, I makne to you the sode so that you should be Kenya to Chazoke? And if he doesn't say, you should be Kenya to Chazoke, but Shimon makes a Chazoke in the sode. So he's here anyway. It's not necessary that the makne should spell out Kenya. And here all of a sudden, it's necessary that you should spell out Kenya. Otherwise, I would have been affected. The answer is, that's in the case of Natsiboy. So then there is no Maizakir in the Heft of the Talmud. In the case of Tziboy, if he is Makne, he's Sode in Chicago, and the Sode has a Poma on it, so then it's the Kinyan in the Sode is considered as a Kinyan in the Poma also. Mashaiti, when it's Natsiboy, then there is no Maizakir. Then it's effective with Sadakroye. So since it's effective with Sadakroye, like Sintuse, so Mele, he has to spell it out, and he has to spell it out. ever had like a real discussion. Ma vai di che se a tutti o so di che se il dico che scasci. Because il more says that the reason is why and he should be in the star because he's makish a bayotzi bayotzi in the star or why not in the star so the more the kashe let's make a heck of it that way yaki shname yitzir a bayot ma a bayot because he should be divorced in the kesef she should be divorced in the kesef too at the tzir in the kesef so the things you said were convincing the Lepashu it's not necessary to mention the Lekashi the things is discussing would you be a little mina ma laya di bie aficiosa di bie she is chachet menu umigarsha viei mishuk shuk 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 Abaye says, as Eretz and the Kashi, why don't we dash the Yatusi? Ma Abaye because of Afitzir, because we couldn't dash the Yatusi. Why? Because Yemu, Kesef Machnis, Kesef Meizi. Sameige Yasek Ateya. Sameige Yasek Ateya. So Jesus said, Yatush, Sameige. And Kereshin is Kateya. In Tema, in Kinehe, Koma Leo, Malo, no, Leo Shahiyat, he gets it. In Kinusha, he gets it. Adarabe, the Yuse, the Kateya, and Aze, Sateya. Because before, Gimore said that we have to resort to the posik of the Tereshove, of Kiche Kiche, in order to be advised that an issue is not in the case. And without the Tereshove of Kiche Kiche in the airplane, we wouldn't know that an issue is, that an issue is but the question arose, why even without recourse to the Al-Fusek of the Zereshove of Tikha Tikha in the airplane, we could learn out to the Kalahina, Pablo Brio, that the Misha is Nikon Keset, Umaro Brio, that the scalp in the Nikon Keset is Nikon Keset, so Isha, that is humble, that is more quick in the Nikon. So then, that is Nikon Keset, a Nabim, Shetikne Keset. Shetikne Keset. So the Gemara says, no. We could learn out that Kalahina, because we could say, Malamo Vrio Shachiyeti Keset. So maybe that might be the reason as to why it's Nikon Keset. So there the Gemara says, on the contrary, that the fact that it's Yeti Keset, is a special reason as to why it should be Nikon Keset. And here the Gemara says just the opposite logic. Oh, yeah. That in Sameger, Yasek Ateya, so how does the Gemara say the fact that it's Yasek Keset? So Mele, that might be the reason as to why it's Nikon Keset on the contrary, since it's Yasek Keset, so it's Ateya. So maybe that should be a reason as to why it should not be Sameger. It should be weakened. In Cain, he should wait till they saw. Dimu she cover all in a kesset. Abunishin kabi she saw. Hatu bawari, bin a dushin bin a yesh. Rosen shayat unif achim a kesset. The reason is why that by Amar Vriya you say Amara Vriya Shabhiyati Kesa. So that's the reason is why Shabhiyati Kesa is because there is a logical connection between the Yates of Kesa and the Yates of Kesa. Because how is the Yates of Kesa computed? In other words, if let's say she was sold for 6 years for $600 and she worked, so the Lord gave the father $600 for 6 years service, and she worked 2 years, so then she can get the keser by giving the Lord back, by the father or she giving the Lord back $400, and then she can gain her freedom. So in other words, so there is a logical connection between the Yitzhiya B'Kesed and the Kiyya B'Kesed. In other words, because the whole Yitzhiya B'Kesed is computed on the basis of the money that the Lord gave to the father, for the six-year service. Mashiach here by Kuchen. So there is no union of the Oy Keset. It's not the King Keset is not based upon a deduction, upon any deduction. So in other words, so Kuchen is initially the connection of the Keset by the vow given Keset to the Isha, and leave where she could take effect to Keset. So again the Baal would have to give Keset to the Isha. Let's say suppose an Isha could be divorced, the Allah had been, and an Isha could be divorced to Keset. Would it consist in the Isha deducting a certain amount of money? No. Then the Baal would have to give Keset to the Isha. Not the Isha would have to refund money to the Baal. So really, there is no logical connection between Yitzhiya and Isha. So on the contrary, we say in Sameya, Nasakaya, on the Isha Roman, we let them know, Now, when we went over the Gemara that Zion was made, I think I mentioned the machlokes between Russian cases, as in Pshat, Malon or Vyro Shechidates of Kesset. Rashi says, Shepines after the Sekshir Shoma, in Tirtz, Kibitzim, Yehovdo, Ruhu, the Kesset Choshev, or in Pinso, Choshev Namu. And Tinses, as the Kashi, Tinses, not yet as the Kashi. So, Tinses says, Ho Adin, the Mosul, Minkat, Shechidates of the Shem, Shiel, or the Simon. So at that time it was pretty loud that there is a machloket between Tesis and Rashi in the Pshat of Malon of Rio Shreis and Kesset. According to Tesis, it just appears. In other words, it just appears. In other words, you cannot learn out from Amor Vriya or just as Amor Vriya is in Kesset. So she is also in Kesset because Amor Vriya has its own peculiar halacha. Doraye, it has its own peculiar aloha, it's easy to test. It should not be to test. And then it says, in the Lord could have said, Malo Amor Vriyo, Shachiyetzi Mishen, Shachiyetzi Mani. So Yitzit Kesef is only an example of a peculiarity, of a unique aloha in Amor Vriyo. But the point of Asher is it's not because Amor Vriyo has its own peculiarities. No, because the whole Yitzhiya B'Kesed is a need of pity and of joyfulness. So maybe there is a connection. Now, from Tesis here, it's Mashma. The Tesis explained the more like Rashi, not like Tesis, that Dalet on the base. Here, Tesis operates in the same oneness as Rashi, because of the Honda. Now here, called the Gerashim, the Mai Gerashim, in respect to the Moras Kasha, why don't we deduce the Alfusek that initially the Gerashim, the Kesef, of Is Kash, Yitzie Lavaye, just as she is Kadesh in the Kesef, she is Gerashim, the Kesef. So Moras said, because of what exceeded this Gerashim, the Gerashim, the Kesef. So the more as the name of Xilin is Gareshim, Gareshim, Xilin. Oxil Yotaroids, Makis, Umarois, in other words, on one hand we have need, and on the other hand we have Hekesh. So how do you know to use the Hekesh that just as she is Miss Gareshim's Bishtar, so she is Miss Gareshim's Bishtar? And to use the view that Bixivim is Gareshis, the aim of these Gareshis, the Kesef, maybe the other way around, maybe we should learn how from the because of Bixivim is Gareshis, maybe Miskadeshis, Bixivim. Maybe Miskadeshis, Bixivim. And then the Hekesh, we should learn how that just as she is Miskadesh of the Kesef, so she is Miskadesh of the Kesef. So the Gemara says, Maloitza Mistava, Koye B'Yerashim, Yimai Yerashim, Koye B'Yerashim, Yimai Yerushim, if we say Miskadesh, Veino, Vein Miskadesh of the Kesef, so then there is new to Yerashim. But if we are Might, and we say, Bitsiva in Misgareshes, Vein Miskadeshes Bitsiva. So then we are my Yushin. So it's not Mistava that the Possig of the Kosav that discusses Gereshin should be my Yushin. It's more Mistava that it's in my certain form of Gereshin, not that it's in my Yushin. Koyev Gereshin, my Gereshin. Veins for a lima, koi vixile, mai vixile. I kashi koma ashma, she go lima, dafke vixile, di koma, al yuzim to chim lima. Because of all, mashma dafke vazel lima. Al nash le tilchi, le beis avir, leilo min dige. Why? Because then there is a song in Christ. Because kol yomeo ne geres le kain nazem achmosi. Vintina la mai loma at habi get. שערי ימי סביו, יחילו יוניקוניס, ובייס ישובי נגדס ולחם סביו יחושב בסביו, כי נאמין המיון, כן, בביס כשאני נכנס, מייס ומוכרי הוטה, so she is not bound and restricted for her whole life. Only the lifetime of a father. So then it shouldn't be a chisor מפסיס. יש לה אם even after the father's death, she will still be restricted. The base of the oak, who in code is a halotop shall of the oak. And this halotop does not mean that the children, grandchildren, because suppose she has no children, they have no children, I mean, the father has no children, any claim can be considered, any yosh can be considered. Code of the oak, after me is the yachsi, gab es Thomas vier Monate bis zu dir, auch ein bisschen mehr zu dir, okay, Buche kommen. Der hat dies auch nur im Korps Christus nach Themen, wie viele Schangarisch, Verandrer, Verbundung, Erwörung, Asali, that's in connection of Kutzen, Angarisch, Zischen, Dombo, Kutzen, Pläne. Erwörung, Erwörung, Asali, Korps Christus, Lidarschen, in dem Mund, der Verbundung of Verbundung, Asali, in der Wies auch So, Rabbisa Lulu, all Rabbon, Bohama Rabbisa Lulu, Dorash Kawas Kisses, the Shino Rikoma, we must do a Lidaush, a Pirush, a Lut Roshe, you also boil the Roshe up. Now, I don't want to go over the thesis, because the thesis will require some demand, so it's almost 12 o'clock, so we'll leave it here. So, the next Sunday, we'll go over the thesis, and then we'll start the Sugye of Omar Abine. Chupa koine mikalachina. But now I will be sheer in Schneis and Koyes. Now, I don't know, maybe I should not tell you to do that. But since we are spending so much time on the first missions in the Koyes, so it would be better if you could go over that as a bailing and the Mishnayas, the first Mishnayas, and the Tamtzi Shalikosko. And as a bailing and the Tamtzi Shalikosko, is certainly a Shalom Yitkot. Now, I want to tell you what that Shalom Yitkot. The first Mishnah Yitkot says, Mashkin Bisa Shalchim Bimuet. Mashkin Bisa Shalchim Bimuet. Wir schauen nur, aber die Meier, but not in nature. And how may it, you know, you are allowed to do certain laws. And certain laws, you're not allowed to do a chol. So suppose you have a bisa shochen. Bisa shochen means a sode that has to be irrigated, that is not sustained by rainwater, but you have to irrigate it. You have to water it. So there is a bisa bal and there is a bisa shof. Bisa bal means a sode that you don't have to use. The rain waters it, usually. That's a bisa bal. And bisa shof means you cannot rely on the rainwater. You have to irrigate. You have to pour water. I mean, you have to channel water, you divert water from the river so that it can water the soil. That's called the Bishop. So the first mission we got that based on that says Mashkin is a shalchin bimuet. Mashkin is a shalchin bimuet. So in other words, you are allowed to irrigate a Bisa Shalchin. An irrigated field. In a field that has to be irrigated with water or the mile. But suppose you want to water it with rainwater, in other words, you fill up pails with rainwater and then you water that field. You're not allowed to do it accordingly. You're not allowed to do it accordingly. Why? Because of its alien mission. Major. Chilling means a special type of a bayer, a reservoir in which a lot of rainwater was stored. That's major. And to divert water from the chilling involves a lot of tilling. And that is also unholy because it involves hard labor. To divert water from the mire. From a spring doesn't involve hard labor, but to divert water from a tilling, that is a reservoir in which rainwater, like Shami was stored, involves a lot of work. So Mele, the Mishnah says that Chalameye, so Tzera Chameye, and to prevent Hepsed, you are allowed, number one, you're allowed to do a meloche that doesn't involve hard labor. But meloche that involves hard labor, You're not allowed to do it, even for the purpose of preventing the accident. Even for the purpose of preventing the accident. So then the one you shower, and that you'll find in Pirik Aleph of the Kotin Yoshaume Halocha Aleph, you know. You know, Yoshaume is classified into Halocha. So, a discussion of one Mishneh after the discussion of the next Mishneh is called one Halocha. Then, the discussion of the second Mishneh in the Nisachte is called the second Halocha. So, you find that in Pirik Aleph of the Kotin Halocha Aleph. And it's that base in Yerushalmi with Kotin Amid base. And it starts in the middle of Amid base, that base on the base in Yerushalmi with Kotin, and it continues in that Gimel Amid Al. So then Yerushalmi has an abaya. Mao le hashes limitances. Whether, in other words, can you divert water that drips from the mountains, you know, after the rainy season, you know, so after the rain has stopped, subsided, so still the mountains might still continue to drip water. So that's mitamtzi yeshali posim. Mitamtzi yeshali posim. So